The Mayans predicted that from 1999, we would have 13 years to realize the changes in our conscious attitude and stray from the path of self-destruction. They said we must move onto a path that opens our consciousness to integrate with all that exists. Some suggest that right now, humanity is on the verge of a near spontaneous metamorphosis into a more highly evolved state of consciousness. In the Hopi prophecy, in the 12th hour, all can be redeemed only if the people awaken, arise, and take matters into their own hands. Yes, dear listeners, we are the ones we've been waiting for. The global social climate is changing as the occupation of Wall Street and the world, the 99%, are becoming visible and undeniable. This weekend saw hundreds of thousands pour into the streets and stand up for justice and human rights. The world came out in droves. And at the same time, in Washington, D.C., President Obama dedicated the statue of Martin Luther King Jr. and said to the thousands in the audience, "If he were alive today, I believe he would remind us that the unemployed worker can rightly challenge the excesses of Wall Street without demonizing all who work there, that the businessman can enter tough negotiations with his company's union without vilifying the right to collectively bargain. He hears us." The impact is undeniable. The photos from Berlin, Japan, London, Italy, Amsterdam, Ashland, Chicago, LA, New Orleans, Ukiah, and of course New York City invite us to believe that not only is change possible, change is here. The diversity of our movement is inspiring, thrilling really, as each person offers a sign, a symbol, a testimony to how economic injustice has devastated their lives. Yet each spirit is intact and wonderfully articulate about the personal story, which becomes universal. For millennium, the rich have dictated our station in life. They have controlled and exploited the world's resources and have left us in such chaos and confusion that we really had no choice but to rise up. The energy behind this movement is unleashed and life itself is cheering. Can you hear it? When the explosion of ideas and art are louder than the explosion of bombs, when the eruption of compassion and kindness subvert the cruelty and subordination, when the voices from the street are louder than the television commercials and the hate talk radio, when the children matter more than the bankers, we have achieved the first summit. The repair will take time, but with the energy and money focused in that direction, in a generation, we can claim sovereignty over our destiny. I believe public radio has been, and hopefully will always be, the amplification of the people's heart and soul. Just yesterday, I heard a program on Public Radio International, to the best of our knowledge. It was an interview with an author named Helen Benedict, who spoke about two books she had written. One was nonfiction, The Lonely Soldier, The Private War of Women Serving in Iraq. Her latest was fiction, Sand Queen, the story of two women, one a soldier and one a daughter of a prisoner in occupied Iraq. Her stories and the ones that followed all related to the current war scene and were entirely compelling and incredibly educational. Where else am I going to hear this but on public radio? I must go to my local bookstore and get these books. See, public radio leads to independent bookstores, which leads to independent films, which leads to independent artists and voices. We are also very fortunate to have internet access and reader-supported news and the social network that is run by who? By us. The language of the 99%. Like Dr. King said, "You know, my friends, there comes a time when people get tired of being trampled by the iron feet of oppression. If we are wrong, the Supreme Court of this nation is wrong. If we are wrong, the Constitution of the United States is wrong. If we are wrong, God Almighty is wrong. If we are wrong, justice is a lie and love has no meaning." Yet we are not wrong. We have consensus. Yes, the people have reached a tipping point in the world. It's a zeitgeist. That's a general, cultural, intellectual, ethical, spiritual climate change. It's a meme. It's collective consciousness. Or as poet Jane Hirschfeld summed it up in 7 words last night on New Dimensions, "Everything changes, everything is connected, pay attention." This is Sherry Glazer Love, occupying the airwaves at KZYX. You can hear more of my commentary at sherryglazer.net.